Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, the show where we bring you the latest updates on the aerospace industry in the northwest of England. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, it's great to be here. Today we have an interesting topic about ERP systems and the importance of seeking independent consultancy.
Yes, Daniel, I see that many companies in the aerospace industry rely heavily on ERP systems for their operations. But what exactly is an ERP system?
That's a great question. ERP stands for Enterprise Resource Planning. It's a software system that integrates all departments and functions across a company into one system.
I see, so it's like a central platform that manages all aspects of a business.
Exactly, it helps companies manage processes like finance, human resources, supply chain, and more.
Right, and today's topic is about why it's important to get independent advice when implementing an ERP system.
Yes, our head of transforming, Pete Doyle, recently shared some insights on this. Let me share his perspective. Pete starts by asking why independence is important when choosing an ERP system. He points out that independence means being free from outside control and providing unbiased guidance.
So an independent consultant would not be biased towards any specific ERP vendor?
That's right. At Gradient, they follow several golden rules. First, they remain unbiased and provide impartial advice at all stages.
That sounds crucial. I mean, if you're working with a consultant tied to a specific vendor, they might push for that solution regardless of what's best for the business.
Exactly. Their independence allows them to see and say things that internal teams might not be able to.
What other benefits does an independent consultant bring?
They help solve problems with the right solution by being flexible and agile. They focus on the client's specific needs, industry, and budget.
That makes sense. Every business is different, so the solution should be tailored.
They also bring proven external governance. They manage both the client's project team and the chosen vendor to keep the ERP project running smoothly.
And they're solution agnostic, meaning they don't have a preference for any particular ERP vendor.
Yes, they work solely for the client and recommend the right solution, not necessarily the cheapest or most functional.
Wow, that is so important. It ensures the solution is truly what the business needs.
Pete also shared that in the last 50 clients, they've helped select over 25 different solutions from various vendors.
That shows their flexibility and lack of bias.
They work with major vendors but have no alliances or biases. They introduce clients to what they believe is the most suitable solution.
And they also consider niche solutions if clients request them.
Yes, their consultants also have deep expertise, having worked at the sharp end of things.
Like running their own businesses or being ERP end users themselves.
Exactly, that hands-on experience is crucial.
What challenges do companies face when implementing ERP systems on their own?
They often face a lack of time, experience, and market knowledge.
Right, they have their day jobs to manage, so finding time for an ERP project can be difficult.
And few have the experience with system selection. They also might not be aware of all the current ERP marketplace options.
And there's the issue of independence.
Yes, people might have unconscious bias towards a previous system or react to the first solution they see.
So in summary, companies can start their search themselves if they have the time and experience.
But if they're facing daily pressures or want an alternative approach, they can reach out to Gradient for help.
And how can companies contact Gradient?
They can call 1282 463 710 or email info@gradientbusiness.co.uk.
Thanks, Daniel, for explaining the importance of independent ERP consultancy.
My pleasure, it's a vital topic for the aerospace industry.
That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to discuss, please reach out to us.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll cover more updates from the aerospace industry in the Northwest.
Goodbye and thanks for listening.
Take care and we'll see you next time.